a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Love is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Perfect.
Hi, Jack. Can I help?
No, Cindy, I'm doing fine. Besides, this is your party, remember?
You're afraid I might mess something up, huh?
No, why would I think that?
Because I broke a plate this morning.
Two plates, but who's counting?
Do you mind my watch?
Of course not, not at all.
Oh, good.
Don't move!
I'm sorry,
Jack. It's okay,
Jack.
No damage done.
Looks good. Jack, I'm sorry. I did it again, huh?
Sorry? For what? Shouldn't take me more than 2-3 hours to whip up another one.
I'm sorry, Jack.
There. It's all right.
I don't know what to say.
Take your time. It'll come. Dead cake. I'm coming.
Jack, what took you so long?
I was in the kitchen. I had my hands full.
Could you help me, please?
Oh, certainly. How silly of me.
Jack!
Well, I have to do everything?
Yes?
Give me these, Janet.
What happened here?
Cindy was helping me.
Oh.
Gosh, you guys shouldn't be going to all this trouble just for me.
Why not? We wanted to.
But a going-away party's crazy. UCLA's only 10 minutes away.
We know that. We just wanted to show how much we care for you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah.
By the way, your share of the party comes to $19.95. There's no tax.
Jack!
I took care of that.
Fooled you.
What's that for?
It's a laugh box to liven up your party tonight. You're gonna need all the laughs you can get, and this little baby is just the tip of the icebox.
Really? What else do we have to look forward to?
Oh, you'll see. I'm gonna make darn sure Cindy gets a great send-off.
Thank you, Mr. Furley.
Yeah. Oh, did I hear right? You're going to be a veterinarian?
I sure am. I grew up on a farm, and I've always loved animals.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of a tough job, isn't it? I mean, for instance, how are you going to treat a giraffe with laryngitis? So funny. Or an elephant with a runny nose. You like those?
Love them.
Oh, great.
I'll use them at the party tonight.
Okay. Mr. Furley, excuse me. We were wondering, would you mind if we were a little late with the rent this month?
Mine?
I guess he would.
Yeah. Well, listen, I better get going, too.
Wait a minute, where are you going? Jack, we cannot pay the rent until we find another roommate.
Well, Janet, I'm gonna have to leave that up to you. I'm sure you'll find someone terrific. After all, you picked me, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to make the same mistake twice.
Isn't she?
She got you there, Jack.
Jack, come on. So far, you haven't even lifted a little finger to help me. I've been doing all the looking.
Janet, I've had a lot of responsibilities this week.
Oh, yeah. Like refereeing that female mud wrestling contest?
It's a dirty job, but somebody has to do it.
Jack, come on. Now, this isn't funny. Look, somebody's coming over this morning to look at the apartment. I'd appreciate it if you would at least meet them.
Okay, okay. I just got to go downtown and see Mr. Angelino about that new job I start tomorrow.
Jack, come on.
Janet, he's the boss. If he wants to talk to me, I got to go. But don't worry, I'll be right back.
You better be.
Janet, how many times have I ever let you down? I'll be back before you finish counting. Excuse me. Mr. Angelino?
Tripper, good.
You wanted to see me?
Yeah, yeah, I've got this private party coming in today, and I want you to cook lunch for them.
But I thought you just wanted to talk to me.
I just did.
No, sir, you see, I promised my...
Tripper! The only reason I'm giving you a second chance here is because I happen to have a reputation for being a very sensitive and forgiving person.
That's why I'm sure you'll understand my problem.
And I'm sure you'll understand my problem. If you don't cook this lunch, you're fired!
Your problem is my problem.
Attaboy. This shouldn't take very long.
Oh?
Nah, Felipe already has the meat sauce for the spaghetti warming up.
Felipe?
Yes! Oh, you remember Tripper here, huh? Good, good, good. Because I've decided to give him another chance.
Him?
Yes. Yeah, I've hired him as our new chef.
Oh, what a wonderful choice.
Right. And I want you to help him with lunch.
Oh, it's going to be my pleasure.
Go to it, Tripper.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Good to see you again.
Oh, it's good to...
Would you mind making the vinaigrette salad dressing for me?
Oh, hey, anything you say, Your Magnificence. That's what I'm here for.
Thank you. That's very nice. Felipe?
Diga me, jefe.
I know you've been working here for 6 years and you'd hope you'd be a chef by now.
Well, you know what they say. The longer the wait, the sweeter the reward.
Well, that's so true. And I just know we're going to work really well together.
Oh, I know we will, too. Listen, would you care to taste the vinaigrette dressing?
It would be my pleasure.
It would be my privilege.
Is it too much Tabasco sauce?
You're not supposed to put Tabasco sauce in the dressing.
Oh, you see, that explains why you are the great chef and I am your humble assistant.
Well, I'd better check on the bolognese sauce before we start making the pasta.
Oh, please, please, let me. It might be too hot for you.
Why, did you put Tabasco sauce in that?
No.
Well, then why would it be too hot?
Because you didn't have one of these. It's my pleasure. Now I'm going to make the pasta.
Felipe, do you mind if I show you my method of making pasta?
Oh, you would do that for me, Your Greatness? You will be the teacher, and I will be the tutor.
Thank you. Now, watch carefully. You see, Felipe, first of all, we start by making a nice round hill of flour.
Nice round.
Yes. Then what we do is hollow out the center.
It's a good hole.
Thank you. Felipe, I want you to begin adding the eggs slowly. Yes.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
Just right in the center. You see, Felipe, by kneading the eggs in slowly and carefully brushing the surrounding mound of flour from the other flour, I achieve an even mixture, which is not too lumpy and at the same time not too moist. Felipe, take it easy, okay?
He wants eggs, I'll give him eggs. Felipe,
not so fast.
So what?
Fast.
Okay.
No, Felipe. Shell in there. Now, this is Felipe.
How's everything going? Huh? What are you doing?
Making pasta.
That's not how you make pasta.
That's what I've been trying to tell him.
What?
Yes, you see, you make a nice round hill of flour. Then you make a little hole in the center.
Felipe?
He's right. Listen to him.
Yeah, but Mr. Angelino.
I don't know why you're bothering anyway. We already have a fresh supply of pasta right there on the top shelf. Well, I thought you'd know your way around a kitchen better than this.
Wait, wait, Mr. Angelino.
You better shape up, Trigger.
Is there anything else I can do to help?
Help? You call what you've done help? First, you nearly poisoned me, and then you made me burn my hand twice. Then you made Mr. Angelino furious at me. I just want you to do nothing, okay?
You are mad at Felipe.
Would you keep that away? Just keep away from me, would you? I'm going to cut up these mushrooms for the salad.
I would be happy to help.
No, I'll do it. Do you mind?
No.
Felipe, don't you have something to do?
Yes, of course, me jefe.
Oh,
me
jefe, me jefe.
Where is Jack? He promised me he'd be here. Cindy, what are you doing?
Trying to pack my suitcase.
Oh, well, get up. Let me help you. Oh, get up. Good heavens. Did you have all these clothes when you moved in here?
No, but you know you pick things up as you go along.
Yeah, like my sweater.
Well, you said I could borrow anything I needed for my sorority party. Remember?
Oh, of course I do. You look great in my sweater.
Thanks.
And in my scarf.
Well, it looks so good with the sweater. You don't mind, do you, Janet?
No, no. You'll look terrific.
You know, Janet, you're really special.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. I'll get the door. You finish that. Oh, hi there. Come on in.
Hi, Janet. Listen, about the party tonight. Mm-hmm. Is it okay if I invite this lady I just met?
Larry, come on. Didn't we agree that this party was just for our most intimate friends?
With a little luck, she'll qualify tonight.
Larry.
It's all right with me, Janet.
Oh, Cindy. Bless you, Cindy. By the way, Cindy, I want you to know if there is anything you ever need, you know where to come.
Great. I need a ride to UCLA.
Doesn't waste any time, does she? By the way, if you see Jack, tell him I'm bringing some records tonight.
Sure, if he ever bothers to show up.
So, you're studying to be a vet, huh?
Yep.
Bringing your own cow?
Yeah, look at it. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Angelino. Say, is Jack still down there? What? Jack's had an accident? Where? What hospital? Thank you, Mr. Angelino. I'm on my way. Yeah, bye.
I don't know how I can ever forgive myself. I mean, what if you can't cook no more?
Felipe, it's only a cut. If a chef can't handle a cut, he can't cut it as a chef, you know.
How are we doing?
Oh, the pain! I cut my finger!
We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Thank you, my lovely angel of mercy. Mercy! You said it.
Yeah. Who's next?
Mr. Bradley.
That's me.
Would you follow me, please, sir?
Nurse, my shoulder is killing me.
We'll take care of that.
Listen, mi jefe. I don't want you to worry.
Thank you.
Because what happened to my cousin is not going to happen to you.
Of course not. What happened to your cousin?
Well, nothing really. He was working in a kitchen like you, and he got his hand.
In the same place?
No, in Tijuana.
Oh. Felipe, what happened to him?
Nothing. The finger got a little bit infected. Then they... It's a long story. You don't want to know.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't want to know.
Felipe, how did it turn out?
Oh, fine in the end.
Good.
Oh, the whole town turned up for the funeral.
What? Oh, my God!
Wait, sir, you can't do that. Wait.
Nurse.
What are you doing in here?
I can't wait. This is an emergency.
All our cases are emergencies. Now, would you please go outside and wait your turn?
No.
What?
You don't mind if I go ahead of you, do you, pal?
Oh! 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 What is going on in here?
It's this patient, doctor. He just barged in here.
I'm in bad shape, doc.
He cut his finger.
And this patient?
A possible separation of the glenohumeral fossa.
Well, you better get him up to X-ray, and I'll take care of Mr.
Tripper.
Yes, doctor.
Thank you.
Have a seat here, Mr. Tripper.
Thank you.
Let's have a look at this finger.
Okay, it's not too pretty, Doc. How bad is it?
You've got a laceration of the middle phalanx.
Oh, my God. No medical terms. Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
Okay. You've got a little boo-boo.
I know.
It doesn't look that bad at all, huh?
Well, I knew it was just a small... I just didn't want to take any chances with infection, you know. Mm-hmm. I just wanted that nurse to look at it, and she jumped down my throat. Mm-hmm. Boy, you talk about your cold fish. I've seen bigger hearts than artichokes. I mean, she's got all the personality of a...
Wet sponge?
No, that's giving her too much credit.
Nurse, you can take it from here. 250 units of tetanus immune globulin.
Yes, doctor.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. What are you doing?
I'm going to give you a tetanus shot.
What about the doctor?
He's already had his.
Can we talk about this for just a second?
Oh, come on. You aren't scared of a little shot, are you?
Scared? Me? No. It's just that... I have this big game coming up this weekend on the beach, and I don't want anything to interfere with that old Tripper swing, you know.
Oh, is that all? Then there's nothing to worry about, because that's not where I give the shot.
Oh, good. What?
Just make sure you don't wind up sitting on the bench. Would you drop your pants, please?
Drop my pants. I bet you say that to all the guys.
Drop them.
No way.
Why not?
Because.
I'm a woman.
No, I wasn't going to say that. It was.
And the idea of a woman seeing you without your clothes on embarrasses you.
Absolutely not. Look, I know you're a professional, and you've done this 100 times, and you know what you're doing, and... Why can't he give the shot?
Because it's not his job, it's mine.
Excuse me. Sir, may I speak to you for a second?
Of course.
Thank you. I know somebody in your position usually doesn't bother giving shots, but in this one case, could you make an exception?
Certainly.
Thank you very much.
Excuse me.
You don't know how much this means to me. You see, nurse, this may not be his job, but some people are not hung up on titles, you know what I mean? I mean, he doesn't mind stooping to give a mere patient a shot.
Why should he? He stoops all the time.
Huh?
He's the janitor.
The janitor!
Oh, come on, I've always wanted to do this. Okay.
I can't believe this. You were going to let a janitor give me a shot?
No, you were.
Then what were you doing?
Watching you make a horse's... Which reminds me, can we get on with this, please?
Absolutely not.
There, you see, you just can't handle the fact that I'm a woman.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Then I guess it doesn't embarrass you to stand here arguing with your pants down.
I don't have my...
Thank you.
Ah, mommy! Please.
Excuse me. I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
Oh, why don't you have a seat? He's in the examining room.
How is he?
Very annoying.
It's people like you who give nurses a bad name.
Jack?
Jennifer, what are you doing here?
Well, Mr. Angelino called me. Are you okay?
I was up till a minute ago.
What?
Oh, I cut my finger, but it's all right now.
Mr. Angelino really had me worried.
Look, I gotta get down to the restaurant, Janet.
What do you mean, down to the restaurant, Jack? We have to find a new roommate.
If I don't get back to work, I'll get fired. Look, Janet, look, I'm sure whoever you pick will be fine. Look, I gotta
Jack?
Go. Come on, Felipe.
Hey, that looks just like my cousin's bandage. Hey.
Would you come on? Felipe, I'll see you at home.
Jack! Oh, excuse me. Could you tell me where the nearest payphone is?
Right around the corner.
Thanks.
Was that your husband?
My husband? No.
That's a good thing. Because if he were, you'd never get him out of his clothes.
You don't know Jack. You got the wrong guy. Jack's the kind of guy. No, just sit there and finish your tea. I'll be right back.
Hi, Janet.
Hi, Larry.
What's doing?
Well,
I know. This new roommate business has been driving you crazy.
Hey, Larry,
finding just the right person is a tough job. She's got to be serious, intelligent, dependable.
What are you getting at, Larry?
Hi.
Hi.
Are you my new roommate?
What? Dee Dee, I thought I told you to wait outside.
Larry promised me a room with an ocean view.
Oh, he did he?
Said the sea air would be good for my lungs. Gee, this is really swell. You know, it's really gonna help my singing career having a professional voice coach so nearby.
You mean Larry? Ah.
I like to help deserving talent whenever I can.
Right.
Larry, would you
say... Time to go up to my place and rest your voices. Pardon me. Hey, Larry, later, buddy. Where's Larry going in such a hurry?
Never mind. Excuse me, okay? Never mind about Larry. Listen, Jack, I've got great news.
I need some great news. What a day. I nearly lose my finger and my job.
I know, sweetheart, but listen. We have a new roommate.
We do? That's great. What's she like?
Oh, Jack, she's really sweet. She's real nice. She's just the kind of girl you'd like to live with. I'm telling you, Jack, we really hit it off.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait to meet her.
Jack, you already have.
What?
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Oh, no. 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 No, never. No way. Not a chance. Never. Talking to me? No.
I told you he was going to be surprised.
She's our new roommate?
Small world, huh?
Not small enough.
Jack, would you do me a favor and go in the kitchen and get Terry some more tea?
What?
I'll
do it!
Terry, I can handle this. It'll just be a second. What is wrong with you?
Janet, I cannot live with that person.
Why not?
Because I don't like her.
Why not?
Because she's bossy and arrogant. She's not at all like you, Janet.
You mean you can't push her around?
Exactly. She doesn't have your sweet disposition.
That's better, Buster.
Like that.
Listen, Jack, you left this business of picking a new roommate entirely up to me. You wouldn't even lift a little finger to help me. And Terry is the very nicest person that I have met, so I don't want to hear another word out of you.
Janet,
not another word.
All right. Well, just because I have to live with her doesn't mean I have to like her.
No, Jack, you don't. But there is one thing you do have to do.
What's that?
Grow up. Hi.
Well, I guess I haven't gotten off to the greatest start with Jack, huh?
Oh, come on. Don't worry about Jack. He's just had a really bad day. 5 minutes from now, we're all going to be laughing about this.
Oh, I really hope so, because I really want to live here. I mean, it would be so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Exciting? You don't know the half of it. Let's see. There's a shuffleboard contest every single evening, and then we have canasta on Wednesdays. The bingo tournament is on Monday and Saturday mornings.
What?
Well, didn't Janet tell you? All the tenants here are old, retired people. Here you go, Jocko. Got all the latest new wave groups. Sour Milk, Worm Rot, Spoiled Meat. Boy, are we gonna have fun tonight?
If we don't get food poisoning.
Well, hello there. And who is this blossom from love's bouquet?
This is Terry. She's our new roommate.
Really?
Hi.
Hi.
Larry.
Hmm? Sorry.
Terry, Larry lives upstairs, but please don't let that stop you from moving in.
Seriously, if there is anything you need, just yell. I'll be at your service 24 hours a day.
Larry, where are you?
Starting tomorrow.
Yes!
Daylight come and he gotta go home.
If you'll excuse me, there's some things I have to do in preparation for the party tonight.
Jack?
What time is it, Janet?
It's 5:20.
Why? Wasn't this about the time that Jack and I are supposed to be laughing it up by now?
Oh.
How much longer is he going to hold a grudge?
Terry, come on. Stop worrying about Jack.
Oh, I can't help it.
Look, all that happened is that you just, you know, you hurt Jack's pride this afternoon. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I've just got to find a way to mend his bruised ego.
What are you going to do?
Whatever it takes to make Jack feel like a man.
What?
Jack.
What are you doing?
I was separating an egg.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Huh?
Cooking is women's work.
It's what?
Everybody knows that. At least everybody who still knows what makes a man. A man.
Unless the man happens to like cooking.
Oh, Jackie Poo, I just love the way you make the silliest things sound like they make sense. Now let me take off that apron. There you see, you men, you're just all thumbs. But
don't you worry, I will have that cleaned up for you in a little. How did it go?
And stay out!
That well.
You know, Janet, the way things are going, I think I should just get my purse, walk out of here, and pretend like we never even met. But I'm not going to. And do you want to know why?
Because you're not a quitter.
Because I already gave up my old apartment. Who's that?
Ralph Furley. Mr. Furley, he's our landlord. He may have his little quirks, but basically, he's your average, run-of-the-mill, nice landlord.
A little act I worked up to save your party tonight. Oh, Furley the Magnificent! Senses that you have a beautiful friend visiting you.
Hey, that's pretty good.
It's this trick blindfold. I can see right through it.
Come here, Mr. Furley. Watch your step there. I would like for you to meet...
No, don't tell me, don't tell me. I am now going to amaze and delight you by guessing the name of your friend without the help of any clues. All I need is some impersonal object you might have on your person, like a hanky or a compact or a wallet. Driver's license.
Okay.
What's this?
My compact.
Give me the wallet.
Now, the name. I'm getting the name. The name is coming to me. The name is Terry Aldenren. Is the great, magnificent Furley right, or is he wrong?
He's wrong.
He's wrong.
What?
Terry Alden, R.N. No,
didn't see those little dots there.
Mr. Furley, the RN stands
for... No, no, tell me. I can guess that, too. RN, RN...
Registered nurse.
No, that's not it.
Yes, Mr. Furley, that's it. Terry's a nurse. She works down at Wilshire Memorial Hospital. She's going to be our new roommate.
Oh, well, I knew that. Well, I was just going to say it if you give me the chance.
Excuse me.
Well, it was nice to meet you, and welcome to our building.
Thank you so much.
I know you're going to get along just fine with the girls.
The girls?
Yeah, Janet and Jack Willen. Or didn't Jack tell you that he's gay?
No, but I think I just figured out what I did wrong. Thank you, Mr. Furley.
Don't mess it. Well, I'm going to get ready for the party.
Yeah, hang on a second, Terry. Hang on right there. Mr. Furley, wait. You shouldn't go out with your blindfold on.
Why not? I told you I can see right through it.
Oh, right. Terry. Terry, wait a minute. Mr. Furley?
Are you all right?
Jack.
Now what?
I owe you an apology.
Oh?
You know what I said before, that a real man wouldn't set foot in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Well, I never should have said that. If you're happy with the way you are, then so am I.
The way I am?
Sure. Cooking doesn't make you any less of a man than if you played baseball or you boxed or...
Well, it just so happens that I do box.
You box.
Yes, and I'm darn good. Back in the Navy, I was in 2-3 fights a week.
Oh, I can imagine the other sailors. They must have teased you something awful.
What?
Oh, Jack, I'm just trying to tell you that I understand. Oh, I'm sorry. How did you ever get into the Navy anyway?
What kind of a question is that?
Jack, I'll
tell you something. The Navy was darn glad to get me.
Yeah,
you know something? I could have been middleweight champion of my base if I just had a left man that could knock you down. Come on, get him.
Jack.
Get him!
Oh. What are you doing?
I'm just warming up for my next fight. You know, I can even use
Jack.
My elbow. I hear bells.
Uh-huh. Why don't you answer the bell, champ?
Oh, elbow pain.
Jack, I just spent the last 5 minutes giving Dee Dee her voice lessons. So what? We didn't even get past the breathing exercises. Oh, Jack, you've got to find some way of getting Terry out of here and Dee Dee in.
Larry, listen, I got problems of my own. If I have to live with that Terry another minute, I'm going to go crazy.
If Dee Dee finds out she can't have this apartment, she'll... What did you just say?
She's been putting me down ever since she met me. I can't live with a person like that.
Why don't you just get rid of her?
I wish I could, but I promised Janet.
I didn't.
Well, if I get rid of Terry for you, would you consider taking Dee Dee in?
You got it, pal.
Good. Let's go shopping.
Right, shopping. Wait, shopping for what?
I'll explain it to you on the way, but I guarantee you one thing, buddy. After tonight, she'll be begging to get out of here.
You mean Jack isn't gay?
No. See, Mr. Furley just has to think that. Otherwise, he would never let Jack live here with two girls.
Oh, no. He must think I am the worst person in the world. I mean...
Why? Just because of a little misunderstanding? Terry. Come on. Let's just go in here and straighten out this mess right now. Come on. Jack! Oh, he must have gone out. Well, I'm sure he'll be back real quick.
Oh, but I can't wait because I have to go home and change for the party.
Oh, Terry, that's even better. You could talk to him at the party tonight. I know he'll be in a better mood by then.
Oh, do you think so?
Listen, let me tell you something about Jack Tripper. He doesn't hold grudges. He may be unreasonable and cranky and an all-around pain in the... You know.
Yeah, I know.
Right. But basically, once you have Jack Tripper as your friend, you have somebody that you can depend on for the rest of your life.
That is good enough for me. I will see him at the party, and I'll show him the kind of person that I really am.
Atta girl. Listen, you do that, and I promise you, by the end of tonight, he'll be begging you to stay.
Okay.
I'll see you tonight.
All righty.
Giraffe with laryngitis. And here's another one.
What did the mayonnaise say to the lettuce?
What?
Turn around. Can't you see I'm dressing? You get it? Mayonnaise, dressing.
Oh, of course. I get it, Mr. Furley. That's a good one. You got any more?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm strong enough to tell them.
Hors d'oeuvre?
Oh, no thanks.
What is it?
It's rumaki, liver and water chestnut wrapped in bacon.
Mistake, Jack, mistake. Nothing kills a party faster than a piece of liver.
Larry, I just love this apartment. Living here is going to be like a dream come true.
You've been having that dream too, huh?
When do I get to move in?
Soon, baby, soon. Just have to work out a few of the details.
Excuse me. Larry, did you bring everything?
Jack, will you relax? I'm telling you, this plan is foolproof. Just remember, when Terry shows up, treat her like she's the most important person in the world.
Why?
Because that way you catch her off guard.
Oh, right.
All right?
Jack, come here.
Sure.
Listen, Jack.
I'll get it!
Oh, thanks, Mr. Furley. Look, I know that you and Terry haven't exactly hit it off, but when she gets here, I think it'd be nice if you didn't totally ignore her.
Hold that thought, Janet.
No, Jack.
Terry! How nice to see you. We thought you'd never get here. Oh, I love the dress.
Wait, thank you. Jack, can I see you alone for a second?
Alone? Hey, this is supposed to be a party. Whatever it is, it can wait.
It's about this afternoon.
No, that's forgotten.
It is?
Completely. Janet, would you get our Terry a little glass of punch? Thank you
much. Sure, Jack, sure. Boy, Terry, you look great.
Thanks.
Okay, how'd it go?
Wonderful.
Really? What did you say to him?
Nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't give me a chance to. He just said, forget it.
Oh. Well, I told you Jack was really a terrific guy.
He sure is.
I wonder what he's up to.
Nothing, Terry, nothing. Yeah, you take this and go meet some of our friends. I'll see you in a minute.
Okay.
Terry, have you met our very own Mr. Furley?
Oh, yes, he took my wallet.
Mr. Furley!
No, you don't understand. It was a trick. See, first she wanted to give me her compact.
Why? Was your makeup smudged?
You want to hear about the trick or not?
And there are so many cute professors at the college, Janet. You should see them.
I will.
Janet, did you ever go to college?
Uh-huh. But just for 1 year. I had to drop out.
Why?
I got this boy in trouble.
What?
Come on, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Cindy.
Gosh, Janet, I'm really going to miss you.
Well, I'm going to miss you, too.
No, you won't, because I'll be coming around all the time.
Well, then I'll just have to miss you in between visits.
Come on, you two, let's get out of here.
Okay.
The Furley Fun Festival's about to begin.
The what?
The Furley Fun Festival.
Furley?
All right, folks, enough dancing now. Turn off the music.
What do you mean, turn off the music?
Come on now. It's entertainment time, and here's Ralphie.
Sit down.
Come on, it's game time.
Okay.
Game time. We're going to play games.
All right, just
okay.
Get on with it.
All right, now here's the first game. And it's really very simple. I say a word, then each of you adds another word till we end up with a question. Then we all try and come up with a funny answer. Oh. I knew you'd like it. Yeah, I'll say the first word. Does.
Anyone.
Want.
Two.
Play.
This.
Game.
No!
Now cut that out! I promise you we're going to have fun, and you're going to have fun whether you like it or not.
Okay, Mr. Furley, what do you want us to do?
Well, that's better.
It's his building.
Okay, here's the next game. Now, I have all of your names in this bag here. Now, you reach in, you pick a name, but don't tell the name you picked. You just pretend you're that person, and then the rest of us have to guess who you are. Okay, Janet, you go first.
Oh, all right, Mr. Furley, this doesn't sound so bad.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, she's going to go outside, then she's going to come back in, and we guess who she is. Okay?
When, Larry?
Patience, Jack. Patience.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Hey, Jackal!
I managed to get us a date with the Romando twins. Jack. How often do you get a chance to go out with twin contortionists? The possibilities are endless. Larry, who's the idiot she's supposed to be?
No one you'd know.
Hey, it's your turn, Jack.
No, I don't.
Pick!
Picking immediately.
Yes.
I can do this.
Okay.
All right. He's gonna go out, and he's gonna come back in.
Hi, kids.
Well, I suppose you're wondering why I'm all spiffed up. Going down to the Beagle to meet this real great chick. She's crazy about me, but then who isn't? Listen, kids, if you're worried about paying the rent this month, don't give it a second thought. Just pack your bags and get out.
I know who that is.
It was not.
Oh, come on. Good fun. I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, right, Terry?
Oh, right. I thought you were wonderful.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, then you're next.
Oh. Okay. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
You see, I picked Jack. I don't think that I ought to make fun of him.
Oh, don't be silly. I kid him all the time. He loves it.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah, go on. Okay, she's going to go outside,
and then she's going to come back in.
Doctor! I got my finger!
What do you mean I have to wait my turn? He only has a fractured skull. I have a scratch on my head. Nurse! What are you doing with that needle? A shot? Oh no! Oh, hey! Oh, it's so drafty in here.
Ah, mommy!
Hey, she's got you down to a T, Jack. What's the matter? Did she hurt your itty-bitty butty?
Now, Larry, now.
Right.
Okay, everybody, let me have your attention, please.
I'll take over now, Mr. Furley. Nice try.
Okay. All right, everybody, the moment you've finally been waiting for is here. We're about to play Jack's famous party game.
What famous party game?
And it's called... A million laughs.
A million laughs?
And everything we need is right here in this little bag. Right, Jack?
Right, Larry.
And now I'm going to need a volunteer from the studio audience here at home.
I'll volunteer.
I'm sorry, Cindy, but this lovely young lady beat you to it.
Oh. Ta-da!
Thank you for being such a good sport.
Oh!
Ooh, say hello to Mr. Hand Buzzer. Hey! What was your name again?
Terry.
Terry, okay. My assistant, Terry, here, needs to see clearly, so she has to wear...
Ta-da!
These. There you are. Put those on.
Okay,
would you?
Here we go. There.
Oh! Wait a second, Tammy. Let me see. Have you been getting enough sleep?
Yeah, why?
Why? Honk. You've got circles under your eyes. Talk to me, Lawrence.
Hello.
Hold it. Why, what do you want me to do with this?
Well, Jackie, we want to capture this moment for posterity, don't we?
Absolutely right. Terry, would you please smile pretty for the camera? That's it.
Larry.
Well, that's the last time I buy this cheap film. The collar runs.
Larry, you said you were going to use plain water.
Jack, that isn't funny. Look what you did to her dress.
Yeah, you ruined it.
That was mean, Jack. Don't worry about it, Terry. I'm sure Jack will have it cleaned for you.
That's okay. He doesn't have to.
That's right. It's a wash and wear dress.
Larry.
And we have a special solution that will allow her to wash it and wear it at the same time.
Larry, maybe...
If you want the magic solution to clean the dress, and this is the funniest part of the game, just say, give it to me. Terry, you don't have to do this.
Give it to me.
Terry...
Go ahead, you can't stop now.
You're right.
Jack, that's not what I told you to do.
I know. I don't suppose it would do any good to apologize.
Try me.
I'm really sorry. I don't know why I did this.
I do. I've given you lots of reasons not to like me.
But that's no excuse to do what I did.
You're right. And if you ever do that again, I'm going to give you another tetanus shot.
No, Mommy!
Oh, kidding.
I know. You are really something, you know that? And if you still want to live here, I'd be happy to have you as a roommate.
Why not? The way I look, nobody else would take me.
I'll take you.
That's really nice.
Hey, you guys
thanks.
Take care of
so
us.
Good night.
I'll call you.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
You devil.
Bye. Good night. I want to thank you for a beautiful party.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jack and Janet will help walk too. Well, good night.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Burley. Thanks for the party.
I feel terrible.
Larry, come on. Snap out of it. Terry's not even mad at you anymore.
That's right. What's done is done. What do you say we start fresh?
You really mean that?
Yeah.
Great. What do you say we come up to my place for a nightcap?
Good idea. I'll bring the seltzer.
Maybe some other time. Come on, Cindy. I'll give you a ride to UCLA.
Yeah.
Good night, Larry.
Bye, Larry.
Bye, Larry.
Reed.
Well, I guess I better be going. Just think. My first night in the dormitory.
Oh, Cindy. Okay, you call if you need anything, all right?
Hey.
Thanks, Janet. I will.
We'll miss you. Now, listen. You watch out for those fraternity boys.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
Call me tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Well. Well.
Welly, welly, well.
Well, now that we're alone, why don't we get to know each other better?
That's a great idea, Janet. I already know you, so I'll just concentrate on Terry.
Don't worry. I'll be back.
I need a nurse. Nurse.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.